This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Get at it here. Another week, another list, another conversation about the items on the list. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen here with Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, and Rick Jensen. Rich is at the controls in our studio in Washington at Radio America. Victoria also is with the DC Radio Company, DC being District of Columbia. But that's it's her cards are small. Trying to save
whatever.
Money.
Right.
District of Corruption. Perfect. Rick Jensen from WDEL, one of the great sort of stand-up talk radio stations in the country. The stories from Talkers Magazine that are listed at talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, all the things that pertain to our business, the news talk radio conversation business. This program has been aimed at doing sort of like the music countdown, the music countdown shows that go from number 30 to number 1 or whatever, or number 40. This is number 10 to number 1, and they are people and stories that have been, whether we get to them all.
Starting already, now.
Yes. So, at number 10, what's going on in the NCAA March Madness, the continuing focus on this corrupt, horrible series of games that make a mockery of college, like all of the other stuff, the entrance exam. I mean, college life in America, as far as I'm concerned, when you look around, has become chaos because of corruption.
Oh, you think it's bad now? Gambling is really pretty much just become a... I mean, people
are sitting... $8.5 billion this year, I think, wasn't it? That was wagered on these games?
It's gonna grow exponentially. Now that more states are allowing gambling, you can actually sit in your seat in the arena while the game is going on and place bets on one of the sports fan apps or one of the sports betting apps. Mm-hmm. So as
Have you done that yet?
I haven't done that. No, I'm not a gambler. I hate giving my money to other people for no reason at all.
I'm not a gambler, no.
Yeah. No, I've worked with you for 23 years. But, I mean, you think it's corrupt now? And the commissioner of the NBA says, hey, listen, before when gambling was kind of in the weeds and you couldn't see what was going on, then it was corrupt. Then it made the sports corrupt. Now we can trace the money. So if anybody throws a game, it's easy for us to see. And that was part of his reason for saying, bring on the legal gambling, because I'd rather see what's going on and if anybody's trying to throw a game.
That's interesting. The players and stuff, yeah. Okay. Have you ever bet on a game, Rick?
You know, I don't. And here in Delaware, we've had legal betting for quite a long time. They tied it in with the casinos, with the horse racing track, calling it racinos and all. One of the problems I see is that when the government is involved with this, now you have this soft corruption wherein there are elderly people who have lost their homes. They've gone bankrupt. And yet there's no impetus for the government to sponsor any sort of research into that sort of thing. And I think that we're going to see another time, probably within the next few years, when people rage against this and say, you know what, we're sick and tired of the government being involved in this gambling.
Can I tell you about my betting experience?
I would like to know, Victoria, what you have bet on. Yes.
Okay. So when I was a teenager and I was working for the Moody Blues,
Hold the phone.
Here we go.
You worked for the Moody Blues when you were a teenager?
Yeah, when I was a teenager.
How come I didn't know that?
Yeah, well, there are many things you don't know about me.
So the next time I talk to Justin Hayward, will he remember you?
No. So one of their managers came in one day and said, I was out early this morning and I watched this horse run, and his name is Snow Knight, and he's 100-1, and he's going to win the Grand National. Okay. And we said, what? He said, he's going to win the Grand National. I just watched this horse run. And put your money on him. So I went down to a bookies on the Friday. The Grand National was on the Saturday. And I put, like, I put a ridiculous amount of money, like £10, which was so much money then. And by that time, the odds had narrowed to 50 to 1, something like that. Oh, no, I put a pound on something crazy. Anyway, Snow Knight, which nobody'd ever heard of. I watched the Grand National on the telly, and Snow Knight came from behind, and the commentators going, it's Snow Knight, and it's Snow Knight, and Snow Knight won the Grand National. I won so much money.
Oh, you did? You won?
Yes!
Oh.
What?
See, I had the opposite story. I had a guy, when I was working in the used car world, tell me, when I sold him a car, I'm going to do you a favor, hook you up. Bet on this horse at the Laurel Racetrack today. The fix is in. So I get all my buddies. We get $1,000 together. And we send somebody over there to lay the money on the horse. That horse is still running. Today. But back to Rick's point. Look at what the government is getting into, okay? They want to tax marijuana. They want to tax gambling. They want to tax alcohol. They want to tax cigarettes. They want to tax anything. They see that they can make tons of money on us basically destroying ourselves, and they want their cut.
Lovely.
But, great. Rich, it's worse great. Than that, though. It, when you take a look at what's happening, it's not like they're just taking their fees and their cut and their taxes. No.
The promoters
is part. No, worse than that. Even worse, they're business partners, and
right.
So that's why they have to promote it.
Right, yeah.
Land of the free, home of the brave, and the broke. This is America, 2019. Okay, so that's the sports betting action and what's going on with the NCAA and elsewhere. The baseball season off to a start. Games opening up this week. Who are we on to for the World Series? Who's going to win the World Series? Richie, go around the room. Who's winning?
Well, obviously, I'd love to see the Nats, you know, do well. But I think number one story for me for the opening day this week was the fact that Bryce Harper got booed his first day in Philadelphia because he didn't get a hit. He struck out. And this guy signed
that was just the first. Whoa! That was just his first at bat.
He got booed him on his first at bat.
How much did he sign for?
$300 million, and he signed a lifelong contract. He can never play for another team ever. He's going to spend the next 13 years, the rest of his career in Philadelphia, being booed.
Booed.
Any more home games to play?
The city
here.
Of brotherly
so
love.
After the Phillies win the World Series, that's what I think you'll be changing your tune.
Ain't having it.
Nah.
Ain't having it, Mr. Delaware.
By the way, 10-4 over the Braves yesterday. Come on. And Hoskins stepped up. Grand Slam. It was great. Great game.
All right. So I think we've taken care of the sports angle here.
Forgot your
on the talk radio review.
It's nearly cricket season.
We need a new co-host next week, Doug.
Okay. Well, you can work on that, Richie, because I won't be here. The charts for the week of March 25th to the 29th here on the talk radio. And to eliminate any gossip, Victoria and I will both be gone next week, and we will both be together for a week on a trip to Ireland.
And the following Monday when you return, the stories that we will have told about you will be epic.
Great.
I don't think the way you described that did not eliminate any realm for gossip at all. In fact, you just compounded it.
Now, me?
Yep. Hey, Doug.
Monday
is April 1st.
April Fools.
Get ready.
Richie has played some of the great.
Really?
We've had some really good.
Especially
April
when he's not here.
Circumstances, right. Well, I'll be here Monday. I'll be here Monday.
Okay.
All right, my pillow time, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Come on, let's get at it. We have sold lots of pillows on this program from My Pillow. Mike Lindell sends his personal thanks to you for believing in the message that comes from me and other members of my clan. There are other pillow products that you can find at MyPillow.com. There is nothing, however, better than the MyPillow in terms of starting off. But you've heard the big pitch lately for sheets from MyPillow, the Giza sheets. that Mike has found put together. He went to over to Egypt and found the area where the Giza cotton comes from. Best way to make sheets is to use this kind of cotton. It's the best cotton ever. It's grown in this small area near the Mediterranean. Super smooth. Cotton's very breathable. The sheets are extremely durable, made with those deep pockets on the side, so they'll fit over any mattress topper, wow, any mattress, on any bed.
That is key.
Yeah, it sure is. Absolutely. So, you love your MyPillows, you love the mattress you got from them, you love the MyPillow mattress topper, now you love the sheets, the Giza sheets. Get them now, 30% off using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. So order up the Giza sheets, MyPillow.com, get 30% off and free shipping when you use that promo code DJV. So, let's move now on to this. You're not comfortable with your sheets? Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com.
This report is brought to you by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Did you know 42% of people use their smart devices in the kitchen, and almost half of them have used it for cooking assistance? Modern technology is being applied in the kitchen in new and exciting ways. Now, advancements in artificial intelligence can even bring the skills of a chef and the knowledge of a rancher to the home kitchen with Chuck Knows Beef. Chuck Knows Beef, an all-knowing virtual beef expert powered by Google Artificial Intelligence, is here to meet the newest generation of family cooks with beef inspiration and technology. Chuck's knowledge can be easily accessed through a smart speaker. Jennifer Jasinski, chef and restaurant owner.
Chuck was designed to fit consumer needs with instant access to recipes, cut and nutrition information, and cooking tips wherever they happen to be. He can serve a great steak recipe and even text you the shopping list.
For more information, visit ChuckKnowsBeef.com. Again, that's ChuckKnowsBeef.com.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants Dodge Regular Car Vehicle Segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, there's an echo in here. That's okay. Let's get to the whole list, and then everybody hold their comments till after we go through the whole list so people will know what the top 10 stories are according to the research done at Talkers Magazine for this week. So we go from sports talk to the film Us, which is at number 9. I can tell you something about it, but basically would tell you in some circumstances, depending on your values, it's not worth wasting your time on. Number 8, Avenatti's arrest. Good God, what a big BSer he is. Number 7, the chaos surrounding Brexit. Good time for us to be going to Ireland, Victoria.
But no, that makes it really interesting. It's
yeah,
great.
It'd be very interesting. Number 6.
But we're not but, just glossing over that. It is fascinating, and Theresa May has finally, to the relief of just about everybody, said, okay, I'll step down if you pass my deal, which everybody hates. Everybody hates. And this brilliant show will be airing at different times. So I'm now saying something that is time sensitive. We don't know if it's going to pass.
All right. Thank you. But to be continued, the list included here on the Talk Radio Review 21 after the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Time now for us to continue the Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen here with Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, Rick Jensen at WDEL in Wilmington. Delaware, Rich McFadden in the control room of our studio on Radio America, the originating network for all of the Doug Steffen programs. So we're trying to work our way through this. We can make comments after. Let me, I'm criticized frequently for not making it through sometimes even the list, so people have a perspective. I know, it's amazing, isn't it?
Tune in next week. We'll finish the list.
Numbers, yeah, Rich will be in charge next week when Victoria and I are gone on our trip to Ireland.
Yeah.
Okay. Number six this week is the Democratic hopeful list expanding. I'll tell you something. I mean, as an aside, just for a second, while I have it on my mind.
There we go. Cross the rail,
the shiny penny syndrome. Thanks, Rich.
Yeah.
This fellow is the mayor of South Bend. He's a very interesting guy. I can't tell you what his name is. Blugabunga, whatever his name is. Pete Bledjeduza, what's his name? I don't know what his name is.
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg, that's who.
Buttigieg. Or Buddy Gig, if you like.
He's actually a very interesting character. Too young to be president, but he's making himself known, and it could be a very interesting contender in a couple of years. But it's really, how many, you know, now the world has changed so much. Here's a gay guy who has made his impact on a very conservative city like South Bend. And so the world, thank heavens, is changing. Now some people say, oh, what do you mean, thank heavens? Because it ought to be. Politics, government ought to be a heck of a lot more inclusive than it has been, and we're feeling, you know, we're getting it in the neck because things have changed so much, not only here in our country but around the world. And the struggle to give equality to people shows its ugly face pretty much every day. Right. And I think that's part of the story here.
Inclusiveness is, please, really. They will dig up any dirt on this poor guy over the next few years before he ever gets his shot.
I didn't say they're going to like him. The Democrats are not going to like him.
Nobody's included in anything anymore because everybody has something in the closet that somebody digs up. And if they can't find anything on you, they're going to make something up and just crush you.
Right. Number five is the Green New Deal vote. What a ridiculous waste of time that is. Just the fact that it's gotten as much ink or press or time.
Everybody all together. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Let's make some CO2. Huh?
Yeah, man. Thank you. How about my cows with the methane gas regime? Don't forget them.
Yep. Getting some
number
beans
four,
today.
The immigration issue continuing to be an important cog in the wheel here. I just am so sick of Jesse Smollett. Number three, get lost, you jerk. Number two, that's my comment. Thank you. The rest of you can comment later.
That's going to become an interesting story, really, actually.
Well, it's like sucking. There's a vacuum someplace. It must be, because this is sucking up too much air, this story about this egomaniac who has who done what to whom, frankly.
Because there are issues surrounding it that are bigger than him. That's
why. Right, exactly. The hand came down on high and basically opened the prison doors for him, and now they're going to start investigating that, and that's going to become a whole story in itself.
Well, the white face, these two black guys supposedly had white face on to make it look like they were, who's going to be fooled?
I'm
by
talking
a
about
black
the Michelle Obama's chief of staff talking to the...
talking to the Attorney General.
This is going to get dirty.
Yeah.
Well, it's more about that. Whether and I think Stephen Colbert said this really well, and I can't say it in a funny way like him, that, this just goes to show that if you're, whether you're black or white in America, if you're rich, you can get away with it.
Right, exactly.
And
well,
that's
but that's
what
the, that is the, that's the story. And that's the
story.
Only story here that has any value. The reflection on money and its influence on the justice system.
Get the number two, number one. Hurry up. Before,
liberty and justice for all. Number two is the Obamacare battle. And number one, the aftermath of the Mueller report, which we should spend a good deal of time on as we continue here. The essence of that thing is really now, I think, very... I think it's the rage on both sides is really pretty interesting. 28.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now, it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now. 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now. 1-800-291-4180.
Hey, cybercriminals stole the W-2 forms from my friend's company.
Yeah, scammers impersonate CEOs in email and also launch attacks from compromised accounts.
What if they target us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Total Email Protection.
So we're secured?
Yes. Barracuda protects businesses of all sizes with artificial intelligence that blocks spear phishing, account takeover attempts, and business email compromise.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is threatening to close the U.S.-Mexico border, and the president has ordered the State Department to stop foreign aid to El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. More migrants are now being released by the Border Patrol. Brownsville, Texas Mayor Tony Martinez.
So far, we have been able to handle anything that's come our way, and I think we can, so long as we have, you know, adequate notice to know what's coming. Right now, they're bringing them here. We're feeding them, sheltering them, clothing them, whatever they need at the time.
On CNN's State of the Union, Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney said U.S. lawmakers share the blame for the overload.
Congress won't give us any money to fix it. They won't change the law to fix it. So we're going to do the best with what we have. And if that means pulling people off the ports of entry to put them out on the border where there's no wall, we will absolutely do that.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Continue here with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The charts for the last week of March, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. We've gone through all the 10 stories, in fact, with several comments from Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen and Rich McFadden about the various issues. Let's, before we go back to the Trumpster and Mueller, go through the people list. They usually anecdotally are related, as the people being talked about are, part of the conversation about the issues.
Let me help you out here. Before you do that, let me help you out for the people who are just joining us with 10 stories. And I'm going to go through this really quickly so we don't get worried, okay? Number 10, NBA NCAA action. Number 9, the Us film. Number 8, Avenatti arrest. Number 7, Brexit and all that chaos. Number 6, the 2020 Democratic hopefuls. Number 5, the Green New Deal vote. Number 4, the border wall and immigration issues. Number 3, Jussie Smollett case. Number 2, Trump's Obamacare battle. And number 1, the Mueller report aftermath. All right, now the people, sir.
Ooh, look at you.
Yes, isn't he amazing? Yes, he does such a wonderful job of synthesizing all of this.
You can't even get through the people now. Now you're just rambling on. Go.
No, I'm not going to do that. I will tell you, though, that we, as part of the
number 10, Michael Avenatti. Number 8, Theresa May.
As part of this, we do list these in a formal way in the 2-minute piece that appears after you people are on the program. So, there. Number 10 on the people list. Yes. Michael Avenatti. Number 9, Theresa May. Peter, the aforementioned Buttigieg. Thank you. Why, how do you get that out of this? That isn't how it's spelled.
Buttigieg.
That's how it's pronounced. If you Google it, you can listen to it in audio.
Really? Number 7, Mitch McConnell, a.k.a. the old fossil. Number 6, AOC, get lost. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi.
You're with her.
I think you fancy AOC. I think you fancy her, to use an English expression.
Really?
Or an Irish expression, which you'll become familiar with.
Okay, thank you.
She's going to Ireland with you.
What?
Going to Ireland with me.
Right. Number 4 is Jesse Smollett. I can tell you he's not going. Number 3, Comey. Number 2, Mueller. Number 1, Trump. Okay, so to the aftermath of the Mueller report, Mr. Trump has been here, there, and everywhere. Seems to be somewhat emboldened by the results of the Mueller report. There seems to be, the Democrats don't want to let go of it. The Republicans say the collusion delusion is over, and all of the focus on the people who were hurt. And there were people that were hurt, but that's the big game of politics. If you don't want to get into the nasty, the dirty, the corrupt world of politics, then you better stay home, because that's what it's about. Whether it's now, before, go back to the Teapot Dome scandal. And American politics has always been dirty, rotten, and nasty, and it continues in that vein. So
yeah,
this is
they're trying to overthrow a sitting president at this point with conjured up information.
Yeah, that's true. That's what they're trying to do. They don't like him, so they use any means they can
when before has it ever involved the FBI? FBI helping to create the situation, paying Steph Halper to try and get in as an insider on the Trump camp so that he can create the connection with the Russians so that they have a case on collusion.
So did he ever testify? Steph Halper is one of the names that has been publicly bantied about here. He's somebody that's been associated with, I guess, you and me and the connection at Radio America. He's been an influence peddler, kind of, for a long time.
But apparently an undercover handyman for the FBI.
There you go.
Who doesn't like Trump, so they throw him in there to try and get him to create the connection. Didn't happen.
None of us have seen the Mueller report.
And none of you will. The whole
probably.
Thing.
Well, there will be a lot of redactions.
But none of us have seen the Mueller report. That we've seen a 4-page summary by William Barr, who did write a 19-page memo in favor of President Trump.
What shocking information are you expecting to come out that we didn't see in the 19-page report?
Well, I don't know. That's the point. It's a 300-page report.
And what benefit is it once that information, all of it, comes out? To whom is there a necessary call for the
Rachel Maddow?
It's important. No. That's silly. That's silly stuff. Rachel Maddow stuff is silly stuff.
Yeah.
All that stuff is silly stuff. That's all commentary. It's silly stuff. It's interesting, but it's keeping her in cat food. So that's
In addition to being silly stuff, though, like, understand, yes, she lost some audience, but she also had the highest ratings of her career because of, Trump collusion, he's a Russian agent, things like that.
Right.
She's very influential still with a number of people, and I think what's interesting is going back to what Doug's saying about the politics here. So you have Mueller reports saying that there's no evidence, and yet you have Adam Schiff and Democrats and Rachel saying, oh, well, we see evidence. They are now using the word evidence in a non-judicial sense and just a part of their opinion.
Well, this is it. There's also the counterintelligence investigation. And Barr did not say there was no evidence of collusion. What Barr reported was that the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with Russia in its efforts to influence the 2016 U.S. presidential election.
Okay.
So when it says it did not establish, it means that Mueller collected evidence, but what his team found was not enough for a slam dunk criminal conviction of anybody.
So why don't you just keep going another 2 years so he can make another $30 million?
Because there's nothing there.
Because Mueller has to establish enough for a conviction, because that's what you have to do.
So that's what we're going to hang on to now.
No, because that's what his job is. Doesn't that is the job. When you have to, when you look for evidence, you either find enough to, particularly if you're investigating people around the president, you've got to be very careful. You either find enough that you think is going to bring a conviction, or you don't bring a charge. You're not going to bring a charge if you think, well, I think maybe there's something. You're not going to bring a charge on that. You're going to bring a charge if you think you've got a heck of a lot of evidence.
Mueller ever get a job like this again, or is this
you're one and done with this.
Mueller can do anything that he likes. Mueller walks away with all the integrity that he came in with.
Mm-hmm. Right,
and he came in with complete integrity.
All right, so that's that story. Other than the people firing at Adam Schiff, telling him he ought to resign because he made a mess of this, or tried to make a mess of it.
Push it in this. That's the other avenue.
Right.
Oh, he'll continue to push it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right. Well, so what you get when you grow up in Framingham. That's where he's from. Grew up in my hometown. Adam Schiff, ladies. I give you Adam Schiff, who moved to California because the weather was better. And look at the fine mess he's found himself in. It's time for us to fix the problems you have losing weight, trying to lose weight. Have you found a solution? If you have not, and if you haven't found Calitrin, then you really haven't found the solution. A lot of people start Caligen, and they work on it for 4 or 5 months. Some people, I'm looking at the story of a woman who lost 40 pounds. Her husband went from a size 42 to a size 32. Lower blood pressure, all of that stuff. Calitrin will save your life by helping you lose weight and keep it off. It'll take you a while. You can't do it the first night, the first week. Maybe in the first month you'll see a difference, but it takes a while. So you want to lose the weight? Calitrin, my friends, is the number one way in America to lose weight in a healthy fashion. Healthy, healthy, healthy. Weight loss and other things that come from using this product. This is really a fabulous product that affects your joints because the main ingredient is collagen. So let's get on board with Calitrin. Lose the weight, keep it off. Special deal. Right now you go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin. And check the box DJV, and with that you'll get 3 bottles at the regular price. That's a 90-day supply. And then get another 2 bottles, 2 more months, free, plus $20 off your entire purchase, whatever you buy. So go to toploss.com, special deal with the DJV code. Check the box for DJV at toploss.com to be successful in your quest to lose weight.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
The Bo Elks Bugle. one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk. That's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Did you know type 2 diabetes is a heart-related disease? Hi, I'm Senator Nancy Todd from Colorado and board chair of Women in Government. Nearly 30 million Americans have diabetes, which can negatively affect the heart. In fact, heart disease is the number one killer of people with type 2 diabetes. People with diabetes are up to 4 times more likely of having a heart attack, heart failure, or stroke. Learn more by visiting womeningovernment.org.
They're going to take all the federal funding.
And you're on the air.
That's not true.
And you're on.
Right. Do you, is this your first day on the air, Rick?
Sorry.
Well, how do you do this at your
It just goes to show the conversation just keeps on going.
It does. You're making this really commercial plan.
You're into it. Right.
Back and forth. Talking. Victoria, Rick, Richie, Doug. All right. So I just want to have one more moment here on the aftermath of the report. And that's what's going to happen to our pal, Mr. Comey. What ought to have happened to him? Former FBI Director James Comey, who is one of the largest overbloated gas bags in this whole scenario, as far as I can see. I don't see anything that's going to affect him that's positive out of this. And he's being investigated, isn't he? Now they want to investigate the investigators who investigated other people that needed to be investigated. So
and
is this more wasting our money? Kind of looks like that to me, but
I mean,
he deserves whatever he gets because he's in sanctimonious.
I don't think that you should have people who work in the government trying to create stories to overthrow the government. And if somebody did that, we should know about it.
Yeah, you know what? I was surprised it didn't make it in this week. Was the college admission reform or whatever college admission reality? How widespread this all is? College admission practices, the process of getting admitted, and how
you hear one of the parents that's apparently paid off one of the colleges is the guy who invented Hot Pockets.
No, I didn't hear that.
That's hysterical.
That's just too fun.
Yeah. Well, but you see, it does show you about America has become totally unglued in terms of how it was supposed to be. Was it ever the land of the free, the home of the brave? Was there ever justice, liberty and justice for all in America? Methinks not. It's a great slogan, and it's wonderful to aspire to, but if anything comes out of these discussions of the things like the college admission program, it's all that money buys you, what is the old expression, money can't buy you love, but it'll buy you pretty much everything else. And maybe in Nicolas Cage's...
Well, liberty. Everybody gets liberty, but does everybody get justice? I mean, because Jesse Smollett proves that...
Liberty. If you don't have money, you can't stay out of jail. Look at the jails. Millions of people literally in jail who are there because they don't have any money.
That's an outrage, and I think that's unconstitutional.
Well, prison reform is something... I'm glad it's on the top of pretty much everybody's list, because it's an outrage. Not only because of the way people's lives are screwed up, but the amount of money that gets thrown at this. My God, it is outrageous how much money it costs. Why are you putting white-collar criminals in jail? Cost us $40,000 a year to take care of them, and they don't do anything to pay back what it is that the offense, take care of the offense. Richie wants us to go now. Victoria Jones.
Time to go.
Rick Jensen, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio with you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
She seems happy. happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 53 after the hour, time for us to review the hot hits in technology news this week. And here to do that, Victoria Keelan, taking us from number 5 to number 1. First story is, I find myself intrigued and want to buy some of the stock as it becomes available for a public offering. Pinterest is doing that. So what's the story, Victoria?
Yes, Pinterest is the latest Silicon Valley company to file for an initial public offering, and this is a San Francisco-based social network. However, they are making sure that they do not label themselves as a social network. It's an image board site, and so Pinterest is still not profitable, even though it's been around for years and years at this point. But they said that they earned more than $750 million in revenue last year. However, that was still not more than their debt. So Pinterest cut its losses from nearly $200 million in 2016 down to just under $75 million annually. And Pinterest will go public on the New York Stock Exchange. It will join Uber and Lyft and Postmates and Airbnb. Those are the types of other IPOs that we've seen recently. Pinterest launched in 2010, and it primarily makes money by attracting advertisers to the platform. Pinterest says it has more than 250 million monthly active users who have created more than 4 billion Pinterest boards, and a cumulative 175 billion pins have been saved. And so 2 billion searches a month, and it's I don't know. I don't understand. I think Pinterest had a little blip of a moment of popularity. I can't even believe that this is going public in 2019 because I don't know a single person who's using Pinterest anymore. So to go back to what you were saying, Doug, about investing, I would say don't do it. Don't invest in this.
All right. So I'm just taking the minus sign or the circle and putting a line through it there. Number four this week, as we head toward number one, is a focus on United Parcel Service.
Yes, UPS and a startup drone partner have begun the first commercial drone deliveries in the U.S., making a short flight carrying a medical sample between North Carolina hospitals earlier this week, which is pretty cool. The deliveries using a drone made by Matternet take less time than the vehicles used by hospitals in the Raleigh-Durham area. UPS plans to make multiple flights daily for the hospital system, and this is actually something that not this same company, but drones have been partnering with the Red Cross, and I believe we talked about this story last year even, with drones delivering blood supply to different countries in Africa and different rural regions through the Red Cross. And so this is just yet the next step. Again, drones are wonderful and have a great use. However, there's always a complication anytime you're in airspace, especially around airports. So I don't know how far this will go for UPS, but in rural areas, it makes a lot of sense. Saves time, saves, it's environmentally friendly. There isn't, you know, there are no carbon emissions and things like that. So it makes a ton of sense. And kudos to UPS for being the first one to do this. I'm sure FedEx and everyone else will follow.
Of course, because these guys always do. Follow the leader. Okay, next up, the software fix for the 737. Wait till you see or hear or find how long it's going to take them to implement this fix for the 737 MAXs, Victoria.
Well, we've all been waiting for the fix. How are we going to fix this problem of the Boeing 737 MAXs? And the FAA has said that they have tentatively approved a sweeping software and pilot training change, and that will allow pilots to exert more control over the automated system, which is essentially what caused those two deadly crashes, Lion Air and then the other crash in Ethiopia two weeks ago. So we'll see if this actually works. I don't know if a software update is going to really do it, but
training.
Will.
There's a lot of stuff in
there.
Okay, let's keep going here. Number two this week is Facebook.
Facebook has been charged with allegedly allowing housing advertisers to discriminate against users based on race, sex, and disability. And the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, has charged Facebook for violating the Fair Housing Act. This has been a rumor that's been going around for at least a year and a half, and I'm not surprised at all. And this is, once again, Facebook completely screwing up.
Well, number one, Apple, and something is probably not a screw-up.
Yeah, Apple unveiled its new Apple News subscription service, the Apple Card credit card, Apple Arcade, and Apple TV Plus. People seem very excited about this. The Apple News Plus service adds 300 magazines to the app. It includes The New Yorker, Esquire, The Atlantic, National Geographic, Men's Health, and Vogue. And it's $9.99 a month.
Are interested in what they're going to do in their television department as well. All right, that's good. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 after.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.